Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2002, recorded on Tuesday, the 20th of December, 2022. Your readers today on part one are myself, John Hoyle, and Gaynor Lord. This is the last Chatterbox recording of 2022. We've moved the recording day from Thursday to Tuesday in order to try and ensure you will receive this edition before Christmas. However, as the postal strikes are expected to start again in 2 days' time, we apologise if many listeners do not receive this Christmas edition until after Christmas. You can call us any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. With your views, news and comments. We always love to hear from listeners. We're delighted this week to welcome two new listeners, Mrs. Janet Wilgress and Mrs. Julie Walpole. We hope you will both enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and all our other regular recordings. We'd also like to congratulate our listener, Iris Harmer, who will be celebrating her 100th birthday on January the 2nd, 2023. You've been a listener almost since we started recording Chatterbox, and we wish you many happy returns of the day. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the evening news, several messages to the newspaper, information desk, and three features. The first two features were actually written for the January 2023 edition of Let's Talk, which sadly will not be published. David Clayton, who wrote both articles, has kindly recorded them for us and agreed that they can be featured in this week's Chatterbox. The first will introduce a voice familiar to Greater Anglia travellers, and the second highlights a spectacular motor success, the Lotus Cortina. The final feature is a special Christmas column from Keith Skipper. You have been warned. Following this week's Chatterbox is one of our annual highlights, the Chatterbox 2022 Christmas Special. Here is Tim to give you an advance warning of what is to come. Thank you, Tim. We hope you can wait for this and listen to the news from Chatterbox first. Here is Gaynor to introduce the first five stories.
Thank you, John. The first set of stories this week share a travel theme. The Norwich bus network could change radically if a £25 million scheme to swap diesel vehicles for electric goes ahead. We will hear shortly that not all evening news readers were thrilled at the news. Delays in proposed road improvements continue. The controversial Western Link saga has taken a fresh turn after government advisers decided to give special protection to wood on the route. Three long-awaited A47 projects have been thrown into doubt after High Court challenges by climate campaigners. Norwich City leaders feel that their voices are being silenced over road schemes. Meanwhile, parking wars near a Norwich school are being quashed by a new Park and Stride scheme. Here is John to get us moving on public transport.
Norfolk County Council has submitted a proposal to the Department for Transport which could see 70 zero-emission buses arriving in the city in 2024. Council leaders say that if successful, the plans would be an extraordinary boost for their ambitions to run a net zero emissions transport system in Norfolk. Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "We're excited that we already have 15 buses confirmed to be in operation in 2024. But to have the opportunity to increase this to a potential 70 buses was one not to be missed." The plans follow an earlier successful bid alongside First Bus for 15 electrical vehicles for the city, which was secured through a £6.9 million investment from the DfT and First Bus as part of the Zero Emissions Bus Regional Access Scheme. The electric buses would serve the Greater Norwich area and will run through the city centre, an area which is already under management for air quality. The council says the switch from diesel to electric would reduce CO2 emissions by 80,000 tonnes, the equivalent of taking 4,700 small petrol cars off the road, helping to reduce the harm to health from pollution. The total cost of £25,110,000 would be split between the DFT and First Bus, which has promised an investment of £16,338. To match the £8.6 million from the DFT.
The saga of the controversial £251 million Norwich Western Link has taken a fresh twist after government advisers agreed to consider giving special protection to woodlands on the road's route. Natural England has confirmed it will consider an application by Norfolk Wildlife Trust to designate Wensum Woodlands in the area where Norfolk County Council wants to build the 3.9-mile road as a site of a special scientific interest. If such a designation is granted, recognising the protected Barbastelle bat supercolony, which researchers identified in the area around Lenwade, Western Longville and Ringland, it could have significant repercussions. The council had already realigned the route of the road, which would stretch from the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A47 near Honingham, to take into account the presence of the bats. But if woodland on the route of the road is given special designation, then it would give the area added protection. That could mean another rethink over where the road goes, and even more to the project's rising bill. Norfolk Wildlife Trust wrote to government advisers, Natural England, in April last year, asking for it to create a new SSSI to protect the bat colonies in the Wensum Valley. Natural England has confirmed it is one of 22 applications for such a designation, which it will now consider.
Three long-awaited projects to improve the A47 have been thrown into doubt after the High Court agreed to consider claims by climate campaigners that the scheme should be scrapped. The decision means that the works, including 7 miles of a new dual carriageway, will be delayed and could be ditched. The schemes involve the revamp of the Thickthorn roundabout and the dualling of stretches of the road between Blowfield and North Burlingham, plus Eastern to North Tuddenham. Work was originally intended to start in 2020, but after a number of delays, it was hoped the projects could finally get underway next year. The schemes were granted permission by the Department of Transport after recommendations by planning inspectors following months of public hearings. The court has now agreed to hear the case, and judges will consider the evidence to decide whether the decisions to approve the schemes were lawful or not. A date for the hearing is likely to be in the spring or summer of 2023.
City leaders have claimed their voices, and those of Norwich people they represent have been silenced when it comes to decisions over major road schemes. A Norwich committee was set up so representatives from Norfolk, Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland councils could play a part in decisions on Greater Norwich road schemes funded by the government's £32 million Transforming Cities schemes. But if emerged this year that unbeknown to councillors, the committee did not have the power to make joint decisions. Instead, power rested with the chairman of the committee, Conservative County Council Cabinet member Martin Wilby, and councillors could only recommend a course of action for him to approve. But Labour City Councillor Mike Stonard, a committee member, said they have explicitly reneged on what was agreed when the Norwich Highways Agency Committee was dissolved, that it would be a decision-making committee. The new terms of reference remove the ability of city councillors to represent people in the city over these schemes or to consider but before they go out for consultation. County Council leader Andrew Proctor said, "The city and county council have worked closely together on a number of projects that have greatly benefited Norwich, and there is no reason why this can't continue."
Homeowners in and around the area of St Clement's Hill Primary Academy in Lisa Fern Gardens, which opened in 2018, had previously complained of bumper-to-bumper congestion and their driveways being blocked by parents on the school run. Folk living in Ash Grove, Sprowston Road, Wall Road and Claiborne Road are among those who have been affected by the street parking. But now a new park and stride scheme, due to start in the new year, has been set up in a bid to keep cars away from the site at peak times. Green councillor Alex Catt, who represents the Sewell ward where the academy is located, set up a meeting between the school and St George's Roman Catholic Church in Sprowston Road so parents can use its parking facilities while they walk their children to the education setting. The scheme is set to launch on Monday, January the 9th, with parents issued free permits so both the school and church can track how well it is used.